This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Jackie Dalton. In the programme today, has a change in drinking laws in England and Wales affected people's attitudes towards alcohol? We'll be hearing from a medical worker and talking about the language of drinks and going out. And today I'm joined by Eleanor Newton. Hello, Eleanor.
Hello, Jackie.
And as ever, I'm going to start the programme with a question which I'd like you to answer. Mm-hmm. And this week's question is, what is the oldest alcoholic drink in the world? Is it wine, beer or sake?
That's a very tricky one. I'm not entirely sure, but I would hazard a guess at wine.
Okay, well, we'll find out later on in the programme whether or not you were correct. Now let's have a look at some of the language that we might use when talking about going out and having a drink. So say, for example, that you wanted to suggest that you and I go out for a drink tonight. What are some of the phrases that you might use?
Oh, there's quite a few phrases I might use. I might, for instance, say, fancy a swift half.
Okay. And a half there is referring to what?
To a half pint.
Half a pint of
beer,
yeah.
Just a quick drink.
Okay. That's quite an informal way of saying
it, isn't it? Yes, yes. Yeah. Or another one is one for the road.
One for the road.
Again, that's just, let's pop to the pub for just one quick one.
A quick one.
Yeah. Or I could just plainly say, let's go for a drink.
Yeah, let's go for a drink. Or do you fancy a drink, we sometimes mm-hmm. use?
Or let's just go to the pub.
What about if you were feeling very generous and wanted to say that you were going to pay for everything that evening? What might you say?
Oh, I'd say, this one's on me.
Okay. Or you could also say, I'm buying. Sometimes in Britain, when someone's just about to go off and buy drinks, they will say to the people with them, oh, it's my round. And what does that mean?
That means I'm about to go to the bar and I'll buy all your drinks. But next time...
It's normal for someone else to do the next round, so they'll pay for the next lot of drinks.
Yes.
Well, not long ago in England and Wales, if you went out in the evening to the pub, you'd have to go home at 11 because it was against the law for pubs to stay open serving alcohol longer than that. But just over 3 years ago, the laws changed to mean that pubs and bars could stay open longer serving alcohol.
Yes, that's right. And that was referred to as 24-hour drinking, or also called flexible opening hours.
Yeah, and the idea being not that you should go to the pub and drink non-stop for 24 hours, but it would be open. It could be open at any time during the day serving alcohol. And I think the main reason for this was to avoid having lots of drunk people, so people who've had too much alcohol, suddenly coming out on the streets in one go at 11 o'clock, causing a lot of trouble and getting into fights and making it very noisy.
Yes, and I think also to try to reduce binge drinking. And by binge drinking, I mean sort of drinking a lot of alcohol in a short space of time.
And the argument was that people binge drink because they only have a limited time to drink in, so they drink lots and lots in one go instead of spreading it out. Another issue that they were trying to tackle with these new laws was violence. When you had lots of people coming out in large groups, fights were more likely to happen. But there has been a lot of debate over whether or not this law would actually work. Now we're going to hear from Stuart Gray, who's a paramedic, which means someone who helps people who are hurt and gets them to hospital to see a doctor if necessary. In his experience, he works night shifts, and about 7 out of 10 calls that he has to go to every night are related to people who've been drinking. So either violence caused by drunkenness or just people who are suffering because they've had too much alcohol. Does he think that flexible drinking hours or 24-hour drinking has led to more violence and drunkenness or less?
I think the introduction of 24-hour drinking hasn't increased the violence per se. I think it's spread it over a longer period. Drunkenness is now spread right through the night, whereas everyone used to get chucked out, didn't they, after last bell, and they'd have their fights and go home. So there'd be this concentration of work. And now it's just paced right through the night.
Okay, so in that, Stuart actually said that violence hasn't increased or decreased. It's just spread it out over a longer period.
And he used the word paced, didn't he? He said it's just paced through the night, which does mean to be spread through the night. And actually, coincidentally, it's also a word we often hear related to drinking. If you say, I'm going to really pace my drinking tonight, what do you mean by that?
To pace is to take your time and not drinking a lot.
Yeah, not drinking a lot in one go, not binge drinking, in other words. So, Eleanor, have you noticed a difference since the change in the law to allow for pubs to be open longer?
And the only thing is that now the pubs don't empty at 11 o'clock. There used to be a big rush 11 o'clock and everybody used to pile out on the streets. And now I find that people do come and go at different times. So if you do go out for a drink, you're not in a big crowd. There's not a big rush of people to get home at 11 o'clock.
Well, it's nearly time for the end of the programme. But before we finish, of course, we want to find out the answer to the question. What is the oldest alcoholic drink in the world? Like you, I would have guessed wine, but apparently it's actually beer.
Oh,
yes. Well, that's all for this programme, but do join us again next time for more 6 Minute English. Goodbye.
Goodbye.